Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady, and we're here to talk about Miss Julie, Clarissa, and John. It's a play at the Pittsburgh Playwrights down on Liberty Avenue. And it is a story set 20 years after the Civil War about a plantation owner that still has some workers now. They're not slaves anymore. Right. They're just workers. And they are still struggling with figuring out the nuances of their freedom as the plantation owner is still struggling with what... he and she can, the father and daughter can really get away with, really, I guess. Like, how are, all of a sudden you're a human being, I think, is an issue.
Well, that's an issue, but I think that's almost in the background compared to the relationship that Miss Julie, mm-hmm. the plantation owner's daughter, has with Clarissa and John. That's really the crux of what's going on, is their relationship with each other, don't you think?
Yes. Originally, this was written by August Strindberg.
A Swede.
And it was, what, about a baron?
And a count. It was set in a count's kitchen, and it was about his manservant and the relationship with, the daughter of the count. So this was an adaptation.
Right.
That was just amazing.
Yeah. Yes. The South, the set by Tony Ferry, I think, was impeccable.
It was.
Looked like you were there. You know, costumes but that
set. The fireplace,
set,
the lighting.
Everything.
You walked in and you thought, wow, I'm right in this.
It's amazing what they could do with, what they did.
Wonderful. But Mark Clayton Struthers.
Southers.
Mark Clayton Southers' adaptation of this play, I thought, was brilliant because he wrote all the new dialogue. He changed everything. It very loosely follows the original story.
Right. The structure is the same.
And I feel like I should say, fasten your seatbelts, folks, because this is a compelling, riveting drama that is amazingly acted.
Amazingly acted, yes. A little hard to watch it sometimes.
Absolutely.
The language that's used is not for the faint of heart.
But I didn't even notice that.
Oh, really?
I really didn't. I'm surprised to hear you say that. I was so involved and engrossed, and I mentioned this to you, I thought Tammy Dixon's performance as Miss Julie was hypnotic.
Yeah.
She was amazing in this role. She went through such a range of emotions, and it was all reflected on her face. When she was flirtatious, her cheeks got pink.
Yeah.
And when she was angry, her face changed.
You could feel the rage. I felt the rage in the room. Delightful woman in person. Scary on stage. But that's not to undersell Kevin Brown and Crystal Bates.
Yeah, they were both phenomenal actors, too.
Right. It's a three-hander, basically. Three-man performance. There is a fourth performer. But we won't talk about him at this point.
Well, you know, his performance was really lacking. Let's just say that. And we'll leave that for the people to figure out when they go and see it. Yeah. But I highly recommend this show.
Yeah, powerful piece.
Oh, extremely. And what I liked, the intensity of the emotion and the up and
it's
down.
Intense. It's very intense,
But at times when it was so intense that you just could feel it in your whole being, then a funny line would come out. Like, what have I ever done to you? We just cracked up. It broke the tension.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't so intense that there weren't funny moments.
Right.
And when they were, they took you so much by surprise.
Exactly. Wonderful production at Pittsburgh Playwrights.
Oh, we didn't say who directed it. Monty's Friedland.
Monty's Friedland, yes. Exactly.
Fasten your seatbelts and go, really.
It really is a wonderful production.
You don't often see three such amazing, spectacular, masterful performances in a show.
And
a weak link there.
And I just don't think Pittsburgh Playwrights gets the kudos it deserves.
Well, they certainly deserve it for this production. Just really spectacular.
Yes.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvavant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvavant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvavant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.